U.S. President Trump signed an executive order Monday that places what he calls hard-hitting financial sanctions on Iran, specifically targeting the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Mr. Trump said it would curb access that Khamenei and the country have to world financial markets. Meanwhile, at the United Nations, both Iran and the United States traded barbs over recent events.
The United States and Iran exchanged accusations at the United Nations Monday before and after a closed UN Security Council meeting called by the United States. Acting U.S. UN Ambassador Jonathan Cohen blamed Iran for two recent attacks on tankers in the Persian Gulf and said Iran shot down a U.S. drone in international airspace last week.
The aircraft at no point entered Iranian airspace.
Iran's UN Ambassador Majid Takht-Ravani said talks with the U.S. aren't possible in the current climate.
You cannot start a dialogue with somebody who is threatening you, who is intimidating you.
On Monday, the U.S. placed financial sanctions on Iran's supreme leader and senior Iranian military figures. I'm Mike Rossio.
We've learned a little more about the letter that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that President Trump sent him. President Trump confirmed that it was sent, and it said it was a very friendly response to a letter that he received from Kim earlier this month, wishing Mr. Trump a happy birthday. As the 2020 presidential election approaches, intelligence and election security officials have warned repeatedly that Russia, among other state and non-state actors, remains intent on disrupting the upcoming elections, and that the Kremlin may even have gone easy on the U.S. during the 2016 midterm elections, seeing the ability to impact the 2020 presidential race as the much bigger prize. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Deaths along the border with Mexico. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
Authorities are trying to determine the names of a young woman, two babies, and a toddler, and what country.